and WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. 17 days into the shutdown, federal employees, many of whom have to work without pay, are trying to figure out how they're going to pay the bills.
So we got to make a couple bucks wherever we can.
This federal employee in Massachusetts who wants to remain anonymous says he and some of his coworkers are delivering for DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Amazon to make money while they're furloughed.
I'd rather be working my usual job.
He says he's more fortunate than other government employees who still have to work without pay.
I have savings, obviously, but without any additional paychecks coming in, you know, we got to make it work somehow.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The federal judiciary says beginning Monday, courts around the country will limit their operations because they're running out of the money as the government shutdown drags on. The Trump administration today filed an emergency appeal with the Supreme Court, asking the justices to allow the deployment of National Guard troops from Illinois and Texas to the Chicago area. President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky met for 2 hours at the White House today in yet another effort to end Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
The meeting followed several previous talks with President Trump, President Zelensky, and Russian President Putin, but none of them in the same room at the same time. Zelensky later told reporters he's optimistic.
We trust the United States. We trust the president that he wants to finish this war.
President Trump posted on social media calling the meeting very interesting and cordial, while urging both sides to, quote, stop the killing.
CBS's Linda Kenyon at the White House. Israel says it's received a coffin holding the remains of a hostage who'd been held by Hamas in Gaza. Former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton has pleaded not guilty to charges of illegally sharing classified information. CBS's Nicole Skenga has that.
Prosecutors have appeared to use quotes from Bolton from over the years in the indictment about use of classified information, about what's right and wrong, to demonstrate intent.
The governor of Alaska is warning evacuated residents that it may be 18 months before they can return home.
Alaska's congressional delegation has joined Governor Mike Dunleavy in requesting federal disaster assistance from the White House. Dunleavy says hundreds of people have been airlifted to Anchorage, with more to come.
This may end up being one of the largest airlifts of Alaskans in the history of the state due to a disaster.
Dunleavy says the damage is so extreme that it could be a year and a half before residents can go back to their villages to see what's left. Peter King, CBS News.
On Wall Street, the Dow, S&P 500, and the NASDAQ all ended the day up about 0.5%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-746-3737. That's 800-746-3737. 800-746-3737.
A resident of Louisiana is facing charges that he took part in the Hamas attack on Israel on October 7th, 2023, killing American citizens in the process.
Federal authorities arrested Mahmoud Al-Matadi in Lafayette after learning he was living and working there. In a federal court filing, the FBI agent handling the case said Al-Matadi helped raid a kibbutz where 60 people were murdered, including four Americans.
The U.S. prosecutors and law enforcement have extraterritorial jurisdiction in cases where a U.S. national is the victim.
Loyola University of New Orleans law professor Dane Cialino says federal prosecutors could try this case as a capital offense.
That's something that's going to have to be approved by the attorney general herself.
Ian Ozan for CBS News, New Orleans.
The former superintendent of Iowa's largest school district has been indicted on charges of falsely claiming to be a U.S. citizen eligible to work. Ian Roberts worked for two decades in school districts across the country. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a mostly cloudy sky, a few showers and storms around, and a low close to 60. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, maybe a stray shower, a high near 70. Storm chances continue tomorrow night, wrapping up in the first half of Sunday. It's 69 degrees right now.
The Supremes from your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good evening, just after 6. I'm Chris Morrill. It's Elvis.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say?
Radio Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Timeless hits on WRJN. Good evening, I'm Chris Morrow. We are coming up on Brewer Baseball Time. Hopefully, we extend the season tonight. Pre-game at 7.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion. To rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat.
Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean, we've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion. So I'd like to know.
To keep me warm, oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion.
Said I'd like to know where
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Trevelo's Here Comes My Baby and Brewers Here Comes Some Baseball. 7 o'clock is our pregame tonight. 7:38, the first pitch from LA. Brewers in a must-win situation tonight. Can it be done? I know I have hope. I don't have a lot of optimism. I've been a Brewer fan my entire life, and I want to see him move on. But I tell you, the Dodgers, give them credit. That pitching is just amazing. Either way, we will have baseball tonight, hopefully tomorrow night. Baseball being brought to you this year by Lee's Deli, by the Main Street Bakery, Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. Again, tonight, 7:38 first pitch. Tomorrow, if there is a game, we'll have it for you too, Saturday evening on WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. Clear vision doesn't have to break the bank thanks to Warren Eye Care in Racine. No insurance? No problem. Dr. Warren makes eye care simple with state-of-the-art technology and efficient exams. Glasses and contacts in about 30 minutes or less. And today only, you'll see some big savings. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and grab a $30 gift certificate for just $9. See better? Spend less. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So phone Billing Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Billing Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
Keep your swing sharp all year long at X-Golf Kenosha. Their fundraiser for the Kenosha Police Department continues through October 18th. Follow X-Golf Kenosha on social media right now to stay in on all the fun. Daily deals, scrambles, tournaments, food specials, raffles, and auctions. It's golf, it's fun, and it's all for a great cause. Don't miss out. Swing into X-Golf Kenosha today, just off of Highway 50 west of Green Bay Road. It's more than indoor golf, it's about the community.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Composition from the Shirelles on WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits, and this version of A Wonderful World from Herman's Hermits.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about science books, don't know much about the French I took.
Don't know what it's like, rule is for.
seen that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
Sunshine go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. Cost, I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. Working starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
Local news, timeless hits, got them both on WRJN. Welcome to the weekend. Friday night is here. Baseball pregame at 7. A lot of great music all weekend, too. We'll talk about that in a few.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind.
Came home again, but I woke up this morning.
sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Yeah, just whistling the day away, sitting on the dock of the bay. Otis Redding on WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits. And a whole weekend full of great stuff. Of course, Brewer baseball tonight, pregame at 7 from L.A. Hopefully, we extend the season a couple of more games. Then tomorrow morning, Rick Johnson's here with his capsule countdown. Terry Hovel, 10 to 2. He'll have Rock and Roll Never Forgets. Then Sunday morning, 7 till noon, we go way back into the 30s. And 40s, great Broadway music, great movie music. It's the music of the stars with Lou Regani. Then Sunday afternoon, Packer football. Got a full weekend planned for you here on WRJN.
Taking the easy way out now.
news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Dreams that are coming true, and then
with the Playboys on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and of course our local news commitment continues here in Racine. Of course, our partnership with the Racine County Eye, we expand coverage across Racine County, down into Kenosha County. Have it all for you, so you can hear it as it happens on WRJN. Read about it in depth at the RacineCountyEye.com. And now, join Connie Fellman. Afternoon. She enhances our local news delivery every day, along with Kurt Volman. Stuart J. Waddles in the morning, Connie Fellman in the afternoon. Our commitment to local news lives on from WRJN.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Hits on WRJN coming up after the 7 o'clock news, or right in the middle of the 7 o'clock news. We'll break away and get into Brewers baseball pregame. Hopefully not the final game of this season. It's been an amazing season. All kinds of records. Best team in baseball during the regular season. Ran into a buzzsaw with the Dodgers pitching. It's been tough, but I'll be listening. I hope you will be too. Go Brewers. Let's try to extend the season a couple of more games. Maybe pull off a miracle, win four in a row, and go to the World Series. Fingers crossed. I got my jersey on. I'm ready to go. Have a great weekend. I leave you with Stevie Wonder.
Everything is all right. I'm tight.
Baseball pregame coming up 7 o'clock tonight here on WRJN. Again, I will see you back on Monday evening. Hopefully not. Hopefully there'll be a Brewer game playing, and I won't be here. Nonetheless, Go Brew Cruise coming up next on WRJN. Then Packers on Sunday.
I started a joke, which started the whole world crying. But I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no, I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing. Oh, if I'd only see that the joke was on me.
Jane Brown, y'all. He's a king of them all, y'all. He's a king of them all, y'all. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Just call me to swing it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to get the feeling. I got to get the feeling. Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Help me get the
WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. 17 days into the shutdown, federal employees, many of whom have to work without pay, are trying to figure out how they're going to pay the bills.
So we got to make a couple bucks wherever we can.
This federal employee in Massachusetts who wants to remain anonymous says he and some of his coworkers are delivering for DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Amazon to make money while they're furloughed.
I'd rather be working my usual job.
He says he's more fortunate than other government employees who still have to work without pay.
I have savings, obviously, but without any additional paychecks coming in, you know, we got to make it work somehow.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The federal judiciary says beginning Monday, courts around the country will limit their operations because they're running out of the money as the government shutdown drags on. The Trump administration today filed an emergency appeal with the Supreme Court, asking the justices to allow the deployment of National Guard troops from Illinois and Texas to the Chicago area. President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky met for 2 hours at the White House.
Out. You know it's gonna be all right. All right. You say you got a real solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the plan.